This is Sean with Voices of St. Joan of Arc, and I'm speaking with Carol Johnson. How are you doing this morning, Carol?
I'm just fine, thank you.
And so if we were going to go back to the beginning, where were you born and what year was it?
I was born in Hamilton, Ohio, which is about 10 miles north of Cincinnati, and I was born in 1936.
1936?
Yes.
So you've seen a lot of stuff over the years.
Oh, yes, I have. Yes, I have. Lots of changes.
Lots of changes. And so when you came to Indianapolis, what year was that?
I came here in 1954, and I came to attend college at Marion, at that time Marion College, now Marion University. And I graduated from there in 1958.
What was your area of study?
Sociology.
Sociology.
And I minored in history.
So where did you go to start applying that craft?
I worked at Catholic Charities for about a year and a half. I got married during that time, and then I became pregnant, and I stayed home then with my children after that. And so I never went back to my work again. But, I worked with Catholic Charities.
And what was your husband's name?
I beg your pardon?
What was your husband's name? Your husband?
Death?
Yeah.
My husband?
Yeah, what was his name?
Oh, his name was Leland Johnson.
Leland Johnson.
Yes.
And you guys had kids?
Yes, we had five.
Five kids.
Five. Three boys and two girls.
And so when did you get connected with St. Joan of Arc, and how did that happen?
Well, it happened in the 90s, and it was due basically to Father Pat becoming pastor. We knew him when he was an assistant at Immaculate Heart, and we really liked him and decided to come and join Joan of Arc. And in the meantime, our daughter had joined Joan of Arc, she and her husband, and one of their youngest daughter was baptized at Joan of Arc then. The other two were baptized at Immaculate Heart. But
okay. So did you get involved in any the church groups, organizations to help?
No, not really. We became involved in the French Market right from the very get-go. We were involved in that, but that was about the extent of what we were involved in.
How did you help out with the French Market?
Well, I had the bake sale booth for quite a few years until I turned it over to my sister-in-law. And so this is where we worked. And my husband worked with our daughter, she of the beer booth. And so he worked with her in there.
Well, what do you think is a guesstimate of how many baked goods items, individual little items, would be sold during, one annual event?
Okay. At the beginning, it was a very, very small affair. I want to say maybe at the maximum, maybe there would be 50 items that came in that were donated. And by the end, last year, I turned it over to my sister-in-law 2 years ago, and when I turned it over to her, that year I made over $1,000.
Wow.
And so it really increased, and people just came in droves to bring things in, which I thought was very nice. But then again, we were growing in a parish, and it helped.
Okay. And so what would be some of, if you've got any personal moments with your family that were some of your favorite moments with the church just over the years?
Okay. Well, I have to say my favorite one was that my husband proposed to me in the church.
Wow.
Yes. Yes. So it was kind of special. And the other thing is I think I really, my one love of Joan of Arc is its diversity. I mean, it's very, very welcoming and welcomes everyone, I think, which is quite important today.
That's great. And understand you were close with Mike O'Brien, who recently passed?
Yes, yes. We played bridge once a week. Started many years ago, and we played every Wednesday night. We played bridge, and he was quite a wonderful person. And I knew Carl Henn also. I said, this going on right now, it's kind of hard when you lose so many people. But, you know, again, it's God's will, and that's the way it's going to happen.
Well, I was able to interview Carl for about 11 minutes, about 2 weeks before he was put into hospice. So that was kind of a lucky of timing things of this project starting. So
yes, because he was basically one of, I want to say, one of the early founding fathers.
Sure.
I just love the fact that Father Guy took the time to go get the COVID test so he could go give him his last rites. I thought that was remarkable on Father Guy's part that he would go do this with him.
Right. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add as far as your favorite memories or just what you think about the people itself or anything?
I've been trying to think, and there were so many things that popped in my head when I was thinking about it, but not anymore. I think one of my favorite memories is when all my grandchildren, I have 9, and 6 of them participated on the Christmas Eve celebration of marching into church.
Wow.
And I think that was one of my favorite times of watching them all partake of that celebration.
That's beautiful.
Yes.
All right. Well, I really appreciate your time today on the phone and
sure.
You know, sharing your favorite memories. And you could go to voicesofstjoanofarc.com and listen to the ones that are already up. And we're going to keep adding them. But if you could just stay on the line for a second, I'm going to close this out.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling.
You got it.